Good morning, and of course, yes, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of our mothers here. And honestly, happy Mother's Day to those of us who are not mothers, because we have mothers, and it's a happy day for us to remember. So thank you for being here. As I was getting ready for the sermon, I had a moment to reflect and think, I wonder if my Roman Catholic cousins have an easier time preaching on Mother's Day Sunday, as they spend already a lot of time talking about motherhood. They've got Mary to talk about on a regular basis, and that might make things a little bit easier for them to come up with a good way to address the day. But even with that in mind, this is a marvelous day for us to address exactly what it is that Jesus was talking about in today's gospel lesson. This notion of how love functions in our lives. He's, of course, talking to his disciples as he is making his final trip to Jerusalem. He is on the road with the understanding that he will not be surviving his trip to Jerusalem, but that is he, in fact, going to go and die and be resurrected. So he's trying to express to his disciples how it is that love is to function among them and why it is so incredibly important. And honestly, the entirety of the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, is sometimes a trifle tricky to interpret because Jesus uses a lot of metaphor and a lot of spiritual language and a lot of literal language and a lot of similes, and he is trying to express to his disciples this notion that even though he will no longer be with them, the love that he has for them, the love that they have for him, the love that they have for one another, is something indestructible. Now, I am an interesting combination of things. I am a person who had the misfortune of losing my mother when I was still young. My mom died many, many years ago. And that is a loss that one carries with them no matter what. But I'm also incredibly blessed that God has put in my life a presence, a wealth of other women who have stepped into that same role. People who have led me, guided me, strengthened me, loved me, immensely so, in very important ways. In so many different ways, I recognize one simple fact, and that is I would not be who I am except for the witness and the presence of these individuals in my life. Now, my mother's sister, my aunt, had such an incredible impact on my life, not just because she stepped into that role when my mother died, but she also did a lot of other things that were slightly unhinged that I would never do in my life. She was our youth group leader in high school when I was in high school. And boy, was she active and engaged with us as kids. She let us into her life in such an incredible way that we all sort of became an extended family to one another, and we would have these great high school youth group events, sometimes at the church, sometimes in her house. Once rather notably engaged in a food fight of movie proportions in her home. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those food fights in a movie and thought to yourself, that looks like fun. It is, until you clean up the next day. Then it is considerably less fun. But she did, in fact, continue on from that point. She didn't throw up her hands and say, that's it, I'm never doing youth work again. In fact, she was a active participant in that particular food fight. It was one of those things where when reflecting on it with one another, you look at your friend and go, who was it that brought the garden hose in the house? I don't remember. That would have been bad if it had not been tied to the who threw an entire bag of flour at someone. Yeah, if you know what those two things do when you combine them, you know it's not good. But she did not abandon us. In fact, she remained our youth group leader for many years to come. A youth group that, by the way, produced no less than 4 clergy people. Clearly something was working. She has, I say has because she's still with us, an incredible impact on all of us that were a part of that youth group, and of course on me very specifically because she is my de facto mother and the grandmother of my children. But God has blessed me greatly with the presence of other women. Probably most notably the one that is yet here with me today, and that is my wife, who has spent her life caring for and loving our children in incredible, inspiring, and marvelous ways. Going above and beyond for every opportunity. There's a reason, and I've talked to you all about this before, that at Christmas time we have an uncountable number of Christmas trees, because it just kind of depends on how you actually track it as to whether or not we have six Christmas trees, or how big does the Christmas tree have to be before it counts if it's decorated. Maybe it's more like eight, maybe some years it's been more like 9 or 10. It is because she looks at her children and goes, how big can I go for my kids? And I am impressed and awed and humbled to be in the presence of these incredible women. But when Jesus is talking to his disciples today, he is talking about love. And he's rather specifically talking about where does love reside? Because he knows that he is about to leave them. And he is about to no longer be with them in the same way that he has been with them before. And he wants them to know that even though he is gone, his love resides with them. And that no matter what happens, no matter where they go, what they do, or what happens from this point forward, that he continues to be with them. Because his love continues to be with them. Because having known him, they know the Father. And having known him, and by means of having known him, they know the Father. And having known that, they are permanently changed. They are no longer who they were. And they are now something far, far greater. The same can be said for each and every one of us who have experienced love in our lives. And what is the celebration of Mother's Day, if not a celebration of love? I'm oftentimes proud of the fact that as a native West Virginian, you may not know this, but we invented Mother's Day. It's true. The first Mother's Day was celebrated in West Virginia, invented by a West Virginian. I like to watch a lot of very interesting content on the internets, of course. Lots of interesting stuff to watch out there. One of my favorite is a Catholic priest. And he does my favorite two things in the world. He talks about God and he makes coffee. Heck of a fellow. And he will do these devotions that come out on a daily basis where he'll just be quietly there grinding his coffee and making his coffee for the morning and talking about God. And he most recently was doing one of those on Mother's Day. And I thought to myself, I happen to know for a fact that he is a Roman Catholic priest in the Philippines. How far does this Mother's Day thing go? And the answer is, it is totally, utterly, and completely global. So West Virginia has found its way everywhere. I'm very proud of that. But it's because there are mothers everywhere. And what is it at the very heart of this day that we are remembering, if not the gift of love? That we ourselves have been loved, and many of you are in fact mothers and are loving others. And that love that you have shared and that we have received resides within us. It holds us together. It shapes us. It changes us. It modifies us. It strengthens us. And that even for those of us like myself, whose mother, my biological mother at least, is gone, she remains with me. Because the love that she had for me and the love that she gave to me has shaped me into who I am, at least in part, and that it remains within me. You have the same power to do that for anyone and everyone in your life. And I know some of you are thinking, well, we're guys, we're not going to be mothers. That's not the point. The point is that in giving, receiving, and sharing in love with one another, we make a difference in the world that we live in. It is an incredibly powerful thing. That when Jesus is getting ready to leave his disciples, he wants them to understand this fact, that God's love for them, which has come through Christ Jesus, is the most powerful of all loves, and that it will remain within them, shape them, change them, and lift them up above and beyond everything else. And on this Sunday, we remember the fact that we ourselves have received that same gift, that God has loved us, that God continues to love us, and that God will always love us, and that the love that he has shared with us is not to be kept selfishly. We're not to hold it back for ourselves and simply treasure it like, one of those things that you give as a gift that just sits on a shelf forever and ever. No, it's to be shared. We're to share it with others. It is, of course, why we remember mothers on Mother's Day. They are the people who, for most of us, are the first people who share the gift of love with us as infants, as newborns, and continue to share the gift of love with us throughout our lives, which we ourselves then are to share with others. We live in a world that is not perfect. In fact, I think any of us would be quite correct in saying that we live in a world that is fairly broken. Many things about it are not as it should be. And there are many people out there who are proposing ways to fix it, to make the world not broken, whether that be by political means or by international financial policy means or by means of various different powerful procedures. I'm actually going to propose to you all that none of those things will ever be successful. Because there is only one thing that has the power to shape and change humanity and fix that which is broken, and that is the power of love. That we share with one another, that we offer to each other, that we let be a source of healing and strength and comfort. It is what Jesus is telling his disciples. As he is making his final trip into Jerusalem, he says, "This final command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you." Share love with each other. It is the most powerful of all things. And it is for this reason that we spend a Sunday every May remembering mothers, for they have brought us this tremendous and incredible gift of love, which we ourselves are to give to others. Maybe as mothers, maybe just as people, we share this gift. And it is the most transformative thing in the whole world. And so I say to each and every one of you, amen, and happy Mother's Day.